Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KNOX. Happy Friday. We like to play games on Friday because we don't care. Matt Pauly's here from the sports department. Trisha Siegman's here from, gosh, you're the department. You're just kind of everywhere,
yeah,
right?
Everywhere. Yeah, everywhere. But technically KFDK assistant brand manager.
There you go. We have a new game, Andrew?
Yes. I am calling this game Stupid Guesses.
Okay.
All right. So here's how it's going to work. You all have a piece of paper in front of you. So I am going to read four consecutive questions. They're going to be questions that have an answer, which is a number. Could be like a year or just a regular number, like a guess at how many of something, for example.
Okay.
And then you will each write down what you think the answer is.
Okay.
Then I'll go back through question by question. You'll read me your answers. If you think someone has a particularly stupid answer to the question, like they're way off base, you can say, I think that's stupid.
Uh-huh.
If you are the closest guess to the correct number, mm-hmm. you will get 2 points. And if you correctly guess who's the farthest from the correct answer, you'll get 1 point.
Okay. So if you say, what year was the Civil Rights Act passed? I think it's 64. Mm-hmm. And Pauly says 1819. Mm-hmm. I go, that's the dumbest answer. And if it's the farthest away, I get points.
You will get 1 point, yes.
Does he lose anything?
He doesn't lose anything.
Okay. Just
there's no whatever way to pride I happen to have.
Sure.
There's no way to lose.
Scrap of dignity.
There's no way to lose anything except, yeah, maybe the way that you look to a.
So it's not a team thing. It's we're all competing.
Everybody's individual, okay. Because I realize that the more people that we have, the better this works.
Okay.
So we're going to go individual.
I like it.
Okie dokie.
All right. So question number one. And again, don't tell me these. Just write them down.
Okay.
What year was the Ebola virus discovered?
Good question.
Next question. According to one survey, what percentage of men wear G-string underwear?
I feel like this was specifically, when Wheeler was telling us about this game, that was specifically the question that he used to describe it.
Isn't that weird? I thought the same thing. All right.
Yeah, what a shock.
Very on brand for DGS.
Right?
How many TV and radio stations are there in the U.S.?
Oh, TV and radio? Oh.
TV and radio. And then the final question on this card. What is the maximum age that a moose has been known to live to?
This one I know.
You do? Okay, moose age.
No.
I have zero confidence in any of my answers.
Okay, so.
I'm feeling cocky.
What year was the Ebola virus discovered? What do you guys think? We'll go around the room. We'll start with Dave, Rachel, Matt, Trisha.
Okay, 1990.
Okay.
I said 1960.
Okay.
I said 94.
Okay.
I said 82.
Okay. Is there anybody that you think is way off?
Oh, I didn't listen. Do them again. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You go ahead.
1990.
1960.
1994.
I said 82. Sorry.
I'm going to go with Rachel. She could be right, mm-hmm. but she's the farthest away from us. So I'm going to say Rachel.
Okay. What about you guys? Do you think there's anybody to call out?
I'm going to say Dave because he said mine.
Okay.
Do we have to call people out?
No, you don't have to.
But is it advantageous for it?
You're not penalized for doing it, so if you feel like, yeah, you might as well do it.
It's okay. You guys can all say me. I was the outlier.
All right, snap.
I'll take Rachel, yeah.
Okie dokie. All right, Trisha gets 3 points because she was the closest. The answer is 1976.
I wasn't that far off.
No. Mm-mm.
No, you were just the farthest from it.
I just lost.
Yeah, it was just that you were the farthest away, and everybody guessed that correctly. All right, G-string underwear. What do you guys think, Dave?
14%.
Okay.
8%.
Okay.
3%.
Okay.
10%.
All right. Is there anybody that you think is way off on this one?
I'm not going to call anybody out because we're all in the same vicinity.
Okay.
I think I'm closest to dumb.
I'm good.
Okay. Dave, I'm going to give you a point, and then I'm going to give 2 points to Matt because he was the closest. The answer is 4%.
All right. Oh.
And Dave, you correctly called yourself out for being the farthest away.
I got a future in this.
All right. TV and radio stations. What do you guys think?
Radio and television stations. Mm-hmm. 15,000.
Okay.
I said 18,000.
Okay.
I said 14,000.
Said 10,000.
Okay.
I'm going to say, Tricia, because I do think it's more than 10.
I do too. Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel, you are the closest. It's 30,000.
Wow.
Whoa. Dang.
So you get three, and I'm going to give one to everybody else.
And we were in the top six. Are you keeping score, by the way, or are we keeping our own score?
You guys should beat. No, I'm kidding.
This game is crap.
All right.
There's so much math in this game.
All right. Moose years. What do you guys think?
23. Dave?
23?
I said 43.
I said 77.
Whoa.
Holy. I said 31.
I'm going to say Matt.
Polly.
Same. Matt.
Okay, yes. Who said 23? Was it you, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are correct. It's 25.
77-year-old moose. Yeah. That's an old-ass moose.
Well, he's been roaming these lands for three quarters
He's like, God,
of a century.
Let me die.
We don't know at what rate they age. You don't look at a moose and go, that moose is clearly 12 years old.
They all look old.
Yes.
All right, you guys ready for the next card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What year did both Johnny Cash and Mr. Rogers die? Next question. How many speakeasies were there in New York City at the height of the Prohibition in the late 1920s? Next question. How many years passed between the first powered flight and the first moon landing? What was a powered flight?
Yeah,
it'd be helpful to know.
I don't know that either. Is that Orville? I'm
thinking it's got to be Orville, right? Because okay. That had an engine in it. And then last question, how many spines do adult hedgehogs have? Now, keep in mind, I should clarify, part of the point of this game is that you're not going to know the answers, right?
Okay.
It's a guessing game.
Oh, so, thank you.
I actually majored in hedgehogs. So. Yeah.
You were one of those.
All right, Dave, what do you think? What year did both Johnny Cash and Mr. Rogers die?
2014.
Okay. Rach?
2004.
Okay.
I said 2012.
Okay.
I said 2003.
Okay.
I'm calling out Dave.
Calling out Dave?
Yeah.
Anybody else calling out Dave or anybody? All right. Rachel gets a point for calling out Dave. He is the farthest. The answer is 2003. Trisha was dead on. Well done.
I give a rat's ass about Mr. Rogers.
How many speakeasies were there in New York at the height of Prohibition? In the late 1920s.
I'm probably getting the dumb award on this one, too. 300.
300.
I said 1,000.
Okay.
I said 7,500.
Okay.
Wow. I said 200, so I think I'm the dumbest.
Who else thinks or someone else would be the
I'm
dumbest?
I'm going to go with Polly.
Yeah, I'll go with Matt, too.
Okay. Trisha gets a point for being right about herself. Matt Polly's correct. There were 32,000.
What?
Oh, my.
According to whatever peer research they have done.
That's nuts.
Look, just a comment on this game. If you guess somebody and then they end up getting the best answer, those people should be penalized.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
We can work on that for next time. That's a lot of math. So
that's a lot of Andrew thinking on his feet.
Yeah, I'm more concerned with just making the game move at an expeditious pace. How many years passed between the first powered flight, whatever that is, and the first moon landing?
60 years.
I said
years.
The same thing.
Okay.
I said 80.
I said 40.
Anybody seem way off on this one?
I'm going to go with Trisha.
Anybody else?
Yeah, Trisha.
Okay, I'm going to go with me, too, because I'm not sure what I don't know what's going on.
All right. So Dave and Rachel each get 3 points for being the closest at the same time. And, it was 66 years. Sorry.
Okay.
And Trisha, you were indeed the...
Nice. Okay, good.
How many spines?
Are you keeping track of who is getting the most stupid answers?
No. Am I supposed to be keeping track?
No, I was just wondering.
I will do that next time. This time I did not do that.
Boy, this next time is going to be great.
We're like, how many stats are you keeping?
There's a lot of...
I hope I can come back to that.
What's my percentage right now?
Yeah, he needs an assistant
right now. What's the stat sheet here? There's the scorekeeping is more than I expected it to be.
You're going to have to ask Steve to schedule an extra person just to be a scoreboard operator
for
this.
Kip Pacheski in here.
So the actual official game says, like, you will have to have a different person keeping score than reading the questions. And I was like, that's stupid.
They're not used to it.
Now I'm like, whoa. All right, so... how many spines do you guys think adult hedgehogs have? Dave, what do you think?
I wanted to say one. Like, it could be a trick question, but I'll play the game and say three.
I said four.
I also wanted to say one, so I'm going to go with 12.
Okay. It means spines, not, like, spikes.
Oh.
So I was going to put two, but then I put 70 because I didn't know if he meant spikes.
No,
so
I'm either really stupid. I think you mean spikes.
It is spikes, yeah.
Oh, okay, then I put that.
I was like, are you guys looking at Sonic the Hedgehog? What are you talking
Can
about?
Can we redo
three spikes?
This?
Yes, let's redo this one real quick.
I'll say 400.
400? Rach, what do you think?
I'll say 100.
Okay.
I'll say 401.
Okay, I'm going to stick with 70.
Anybody you think is way off?
Trisha.
I guess I'm way off. Yep, I think that too.
Yeah, that's correct. Who said the highest? Was it Rachel?
No,
or no, Matt.
Polly.
Yeah. Matt said 701. By Price is Right rules, he gets it. It was 5,000.
Wow.
We're learning here.
Off. So many. More than 70.
I know we keep talking about next time, but this would be really fun to play with a listener on the phone too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. This
we can totally trash them.
A good one.
We'll just keep giving listeners
the hell out of those
card.
People.
Or we learn that listeners are actually a lot smarter
right.
than all of us.
Yeah, I don't want to learn that.
You guys want to do one more card and then break?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so what percentage of the Sahara Desert is sand? Next question. Statistically, how many out of every 1,000 Americans are in prison? So what out of 1,000? What percentage... of the world's population is younger than 25. Last question here.
I don't know.
Remember, you're not supposed to know. It's a guess. Next question. What number president was Woodrow Wilson?
Well, yeah, I have no idea.
Can you repeat number two?
Number two was statistically, out of every 1,000 Americans, how many are in prison?
Okay.
All right, so we'll start with the top one here. What percentage of the Sahara Desert is sand?
90%.
I said 99.
Said 98.
I also said 98.
Are you
cheating or sitting next to each other? Yeah.
Does anybody seem like they're totally wrong about it?
No.
All right, Dave gets this one. It was 30%.
30?
What?
Only 30% is sand, apparently. I guess the rest of it is... dirt. I don't know.
Not much of a desert.
Really? Sahara sucks.
I don't like this game because I'm exposing myself here. I'm like, 99% is
well,
sand.
Well, you're in good company.
Yeah, and I'm just, the only thing I'm questioning is that there's no, like, obviously there's no sourcing on the answers, so
right.
I'm just like, where are you getting this from? Statistically, how many out of every 1,000 Americans are in prison? What do you think, Dave?
50.
Okay.
I was going to say 100.
Okay.
72.
I said 2.
Trisha.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say Trisha, too.
Two in my family are in prison. So.
Well, Trisha's actually correct. The answer is 7.
7 out of 1,000?
Man.
She actually gets it. 7 out of every 1,000.
I thought 1 in 10 people are in prison.
Well, I'm
stupid.
There with you. I thought they said 500, so I was like, you think half of everyone? Two of us in this room are on parole. What percentage of the world's population is younger than 25?
75.
Oh. I said 15.
6.
We went fast on this one,
I said 25.
Polly.
I'm going to go Dave.
I'm going to go Dave, too.
What was Dave's answer?
75.
I think Dave is actually the closest. It's 42.
Huh.
Good job, Dave.
Thank you.
Good job, Dave. Last question on this card. What number president was Woodrow Wilson?
20.
I'll say 25.
Said 26.
I said 15.
Anybody seems way off on this one?
No.
Right. It's Polly gets it. It was 28. So after the first segment here, it looks like Dave is in the lead with 13. No, Dave and Trisha are tied with 13.
Ooh.
Then Polly with 12.
And I'm the dumbest.
Rachel has a different score than me.
Just one guitar. Slow way. Welcome back, guys. DGS 422. Matt Pauly's here. Trisha Siegman's here. We're playing a new game. I like this. I care about winning because I'm a jerk, but I think listeners will... If I were listening, I'd like hearing these facts. Like, we're learning stuff.
They're fun facts.
And making fun of each other, so...
The facts are fun.
All right, take it away.
Okay. How many hours a year do women spend looking at themselves in the mirror on average?
Now, how could they possibly know
that?
Mm. Ooh, that's certainly a number. The average age for winning an Oscar is 30 for women. What is the average age for men? Getting offensive.
Okay.
Well, what year was the first sound recording made? And then last one, how tall is Darth Vader when wearing his boots and helmet? His boots and his helm.
Got his high heel boots.
All right. How many hours a year do women spend looking at themselves in the mirror on average? Careful now.
How many hours a year?
How many hours a year?
Right, I just went with 1 hour per day, so 365.
Okay.
Okay, I said 12 hours.
A year?
I mean, staring into the mirror...
Gotta get some self-confidence. Matt, what do you think?
I said 400.
400? Okay.
I said 300.
Okay.
Okay, I'm the dumb one.
I'm going with Rachel.
Call it out.
I say Rachel.
I started with 6 and I upped it to 12.
Okay.
I think I stare more than 12.
All right, well, Rachel actually wins because the answer is 120.
Yes. Wow.
So she is the closest.
Boo.
The average age for winning
a face on my paper.
The average age for winning, and she's keeping her own stats. The average age for winning an Oscar is 30 for women. What is the average age for men?
35.
I said 45.
Said 42.
Said 40.
Anybody seem way off?
Mm-mm.
Trisha gets this one. It is 39. Next up here.
These feel real sketchy. Like that one, I'm sure they can figure out. But the mirror thing, like, okay.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not like a sourced.
I hear you.
What year was the first sound recording made?
I'm probably the dumb one on this. I said 1820.
I said 1880. I
said 1901.
Wow, I was way higher than 1912.
Okay, what were you, Dave? What were yours?
I was 1820, and I'm going to call myself out.
Okay.
It was 1880.
Rachel gets this one. It is 1859.
Hmm. Another smiley face for me.
And the
so happy for you.
I think Trisha was the farthest off on that one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dumb.
How tall is Darth Vader when wearing his boots and helmet?
I said 6'9".
6'4".
7'2".
7.
Okay. Anybody seem way off? Everybody seem
pretty
kosher?
I'm going to say Pauly.
I will too.
Okay, that is correct. It was 6'7.5". So Dave gets it. I think Pauly, you were the farthest off.
Okay.
Do.
I think we have time for one more card.
All right, one more card. We'll do it. I'm so sorry, everybody. Okay. In how many years will the sun die, according to scientists? So consider scientists. How many diapers does a baby use in its first year of life?
Oh, having flashbacks.
What year was the construction of the Empire State Building completed? And then last question, what percentage of our lifetime do we spend in front of a screen? Now I'm still alive. So I don't know how they could know that.
Okay.
All right. First question here. In how many years will the sun die, according to various scientists?
10 billion.
Okay.
4 billion.
I said 1,521.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
We better get out there and live.
Polly's writing his will.
I said 150. So.
Oh, my Lord.
150
your grandkids are effed.
Right,
well, it's like the sun's going to explode.
Everybody gets a free point for whatever that was from Trisha. The answer, Rachel's actually closest. It's 5 billion.
Oh, I almost said that. Okay. I would have had a happy face.
Dave was listening to different scientists.
That's good for everyone.
All right, next question.
150.
I'm happy I was wrong.
Yeah, me too. Back it in, folks.
He's like, these climate change people are getting out of hand.
Billion. I'm like, come off here.
Back it in, folks. The sun is exploding. How many diapers does a baby use in its first year of life?
I said 1,000.
1,200.
I said 600. I'm way off, probably.
I said 1,000 also.
I'll go Polly.
Yeah, Polly.
All right. Everybody gets that free Polly point.
And I'm the one most recently who had to do
I know,
that.
Yeah.
Who was the highest? Was it Rachel?
I think so. I said 1,200.
You are correct. It's 2,750.
Wow.
It's a poopy baby.
Wow.
So many diapers.
And diapers are not cheap.
No, they are not. As I understand it, I don't know.
Candy's like, neither are the adult ones.
My diaper bills are crazy lately. Inflation is killing me.
What year was the construction of the Empire State Building completed?
1915.
1904?
1920?
1925.
Anybody seem crazy?
Uh-uh.
Trisha gets this one. It is 1931.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Hey, before we do the last one, can you repeat it? Because I missed it.
Yes. What percentage of our lifetime do we spend in front of a screen?
Okay.
I said 25.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be the dumb one. I said 40%.
Okay.
35?
I think you may not.
I went 30.
Yeah, actually, Rachel gets this one. It is 41%.
Oh, wow. That's really time. Depressing.
So let's see here. Trisha has 18. Rachel has 20. Matt has 13, and Dave has 17. So Rachel actually came back.
I came back from behind. Awesome.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. 4:39. We're a man down today because someone was selfish and took care of their health care. Wheels was at home. He did his first colonoscopy this morning. How did it go?
Smooth, man. Nothing to it. The worst part about it was getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning to have to finish the rest of the what I have decided to call the poop juice. Had to finish that stupid drink that they give you. Yeah, that's gross. I'm sorry. It's been a long day. But other than that, getting up early and finishing that, easy. Like now you would never even know that you were under or that anybody did anything to you.
What did you think of the going under process?
I love it. I don't mind it. I sit there and think I actually look forward to that part where I feel like I'm just going to get a nice little nap. This is the... Oh, it's at least the fifth time that I've been totally out. I had two endoscopies where I was out. I had a broken nose that was fixed under surgery while I was out, and wisdom teeth. So it's not weird or new to me, and I don't mind it at all.
Okay. Did you say anything stupid?
No, that was the funny part. I was kind of normal today because my wife will definitely not only call me out on it, but make fun of me for it when I'm acting weird. But no, today I even noted, like, as I was getting dressed and all that, I'm like, I haven't said anything weird. I haven't done anything. She's like, no, you haven't. It's a little bit disappointing.
Hey,
I did make one thing before I went to sleep. I did put in my head, don't say stupid stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure that helps for real. kind of like when you, like, if you have a test or something the next day, if you review your notes right before bed, that's supposed to really help. Like, I'm sure telling yourself, like, don't be an idiot helps you when you wake up. So when you had your broken nose that you had surgery for, was that a baseball thing?
Yeah, but I was coaching, not playing, and that was, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago, something like that.
Just curious.
I got hit with a throw inside the building.
Oof.
Right in the schnoz. It bled a lot.
Mm. Ooh, that sounds bad.
It was. I mean, thankfully, it was a kid that threw it, not a grown person, because right. Otherwise it would have been really bad.
Headlines, Rach?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Remember the other day, the FAA had all of their problems. Well, they're saying that last week's nationwide outage was caused by deleted files. They say contractors working on a system accidentally deleted the files while working on their database, and the outage forced them to ground all domestic flights for hours. They say there's no evidence of a cyber attack or malicious intent.
I mean, the answer wasn't going to be good, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, I mean, we got mad. It's over. What are you going
to
do?
I feel bad because it's late on a Friday. I hate to bring up bummer news, but Google is going to lay off 12,000 workers, continuing a trend of mass layoffs at these large tech companies. They announced the layoffs today.
Okay, what am I missing? Because it seemed like it was just a couple days ago that it was no one could find enough workers. Everyone's competing for workers.
Yeah.
And now it's like the giant layoff. Like, what? I'm not even kidding. Like, what did I miss?
I keep seeing things that companies overhired, like right after the pandemic, because they would have a big boost and they'd be like, okay, we need to fill in these gaps. So they overhired and then they kind of kept those people on for too long. And that's why you're seeing all of these layoffs now. But, I mean, what do I know? That was just one piece that I read.
It's all confusing to me. Like, if the economy's good, it's bad for inflation. If,
so confusing.
You know, like, we keep being told there are too many workers and too many open jobs. But then other places are letting people go. So, in other words, I guess my read on that is there are a lot of crappy jobs out there, but the good ones are harder to get.
Good point. T-Mobile says a hacker stole data for 37 million customers. A data breach exposed personal information for these millions of customer accounts, including names, addresses, birthdays, and phone numbers. Credit card information was not affected by the hack, though.
How big of a deal are these things usually when this happens? Like, have you guys ever been a part of one and had something go bad?
Not to
Nothing
my knowledge.
Nothing go bad.
Yeah, I've been a part of one. I've been a part of several, but thus far, nothing has happened. Occasionally, somebody will try and get into my email, and I'll get like a notification from Google that's like, somebody from
that's
China
me.
Has tried to hack your email. And then I just go in and change my password, and I guess it's fine.
Okay, they found a giant toad in Australia, and they're calling him Toadzilla.
He I saw this.
Was,
what?
Captured, weighed, clocking in at 5.95 pounds. That's nearly the weight of a newborn human. Unfortunately, they euthanized the toad immediately because it's bad for the environment that it's in. It's like a pest. So they caught this huge toad and they were like, look, it's Toadzilla. And then they immediately knocked it out.
I was so mad when I read that story because the pictures are all like them, like, look at the big
right.
toad. And then immediately they were like,
give the brother a home.
Yeah, they're like, anyway. And then they just threw it into a grinder.
Better kill him. It's one of a kind.
I mean, I get it from a normal thing, right? An invasive species needs to be moved out. But like one like that, just send him to a animal park
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
put him
in a zoo or something.
Just because he's unique.
Breed him with a donkey. Let's get weird.
Donkzilla.
Did you guys see that George Santos has been temporarily suspended from Twitter? They don't say why, but I'm assuming it's just his whole general vibe.
Yeah, just being George Santos.
just the fact that he's lying about every single thing
Dude,
about
he's
his
creeping
life.
Creeping us out.
Someone at Twitter was like, you know what? Preemptively, we're just going to shut this down. And my final
well,
story.
So it's not about free speech anymore, I guess.
And my final story here, Harry Spare had a very good first week. His memoir. Sold more than 3.2 million copies worldwide.
I don't understand. I don't know anything.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Yesterday at the gym, I started watching the Harry and Meghan Netflix series because I was desperate for something to watch on the treadmill and nothing was looking good on Netflix. And I'm like, you know what? For the sake of the show, I'm going to watch Harry and Meghan. And it is exactly what you think. They're just like, oh, woe is us. We are the most in love couple that has ever, you know, walked on this planet, and no one has ever been more persecuted than us.
Do you think they believe it?
Yes, I do. I think they believe it 100%.
So they'll pass a lie detector
test.
Yes. Yeah.
from what I've seen so far, they are all in. So
I just can't believe how many damn books this guy's selling.
Especially when all the juicy parts are already being leaked. I mean, we already heard the part about Down Under, so.
Ooh. Sorry about that, Wheels.
You mean Australia?
451 DGS. I'm just laughing because we're going to talk about Mindy Kaling's Scooby-Doo thing called Velma. Mm. And how people hate it, and everyone's, you know, pigpiling on her. Mm-hmm. I'm laughing because yesterday I had it on my sheet to talk about, but I thought the name of the series was Scoob with an exclamation point.
Uh-huh. That was the series.
Oh, it was
it? It was a movie. It was a movie that came out.
I don't feel so stupid.
Yeah, with Will Forte and like an animated movie. Okay. That was like right at the beginning of the pandemic.
Okay, so it's always
Dave's laughing as if it's like, oh, how silly that is.
Yeah,
but it's like,
really,
nope, it's a real thing.
No, it's real. Okay, so we all grew up with Scooby-Doo, and forever people have said that Velma was a lesbian, but now like they're really like, okay, and she kisses Daphne and the whole bit. But people, it seems to me, one, hate it just because they think it's bad, but then there's a name for it. What's it called when people like really go in like on the Rotten Tomatoes and just kill
you? Oh, review bomb?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that what's happening here?
So, first of all, I have watched the dreaded Velma, and I can report that, yeah, it sucks. It's awful. I did not laugh a single time. And I think that's just because I'm not a huge fan of Mindy Kaling. But now she's being, because Mindy Kaling has also been accused in the past of being a conservative. Like she's said that she's kind of conservative before, and she's liked like tweets that were transphobic or whatever from J.K.
Wow.
Rowling and stuff. Yeah, and so the big conspiracy right now, for example, is that they're saying that she made it bad and also made it super woke on purpose. So
to, like, show that woke things are bad?
Yes. She's trying to prove, like, look how
it's
stupid.
It's complicated.
It's like 3D level chess there.
Right. And it seems a lot easier to believe, like, no, maybe the show just sucks because it's a bad idea to make a Scooby-Doo show without Scooby-Doo
like,
it.
I meant to do it.
I don't get it. Look, I don't think the show looks good at all, but I'm just not going to watch it. I don't get the people who are like, oh, I've never seen such a terrible piece of trash.
What's been funny to me, just reading it, like I saw this BuzzFeed article that was all about like, now that Velma's out and sucks and we know she's a transphobe, let's go through and let's pick apart every other piece of work Mindy Kaling has ever done or participated in, and then let's figure out why exactly she sucks and when she started sucking. And it's like, you can't just go like, ah, man, Velma's really bad, but I didn't expect too much because I don't think Mindy Kaling is like really funny or like super talented or whatever.
Yeah, the whole like combing through the history and let's make it make sense is really creepy. And I say the royal we, but a lot of people don't do it. I think it's a small group of people on the internet. They do this extremely creepy activity, and then the rest of us don't point out how creepy it is.
Yeah.
But it's really, really weird to do that.
And this one went as deep as, like, every protagonist Mindy Kaling writes ends up falling in love with a white guy. And so, like, there's problem number one with all of her work. And it's like, just,
I will not stand for that.
Just picking apart any possible little thing that you can find, because you have suddenly, even though, frankly, Mindy Kaling was sort of a darling even like a couple of years ago, she has done one thing that is seen to be wrong, and therefore we must like really overanalyze everything she's ever done and get mad about it. And it's like, can't you just go like, man, Velma sure does suck.
Can I confess something that makes me, this goes in the Dave's not a good person category.
You like Velma?
No, I am one of those people I have realized who turn on people when they get really super successful. But I've never done that before. I think it's a function of social media or like my news feed, and I keep seeing the same people over and over again. And I've done that with Mindy Kaling. I have no problem with her. I liked The Office. I've liked the things I've seen her in and the things she's been involved with. I'm not a big fan, but I've never really thought about her. But when a story about her pops up every few minutes, it turns me, and I don't like that about me. I should be smarter, and I should be more nuanced than that, but I'm guilty of it.
No, I think it's fair. We did a whole Sweet 16 on it this week. Just people that you're just like, I'm tired of your face. I don't want to see you anymore.
Overexposure. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times whenever the pile-on happens, I've seen this on TikTok and Twitter and stuff, someone will point out that something is bad, and then someone in the comments is like, I've been saying this for years. It's really like weirdos with a bone to pick.
Virtue signaling in a weird
way. Yeah, like, I have always hated this person, and I am going to go through line by line. And it's an obsessive thing.
Yeah.
But as a culture, for whatever reason, we just go like, oh, yeah, huh, they are terrible, instead of going, maybe there's something a little wrong with you that you are wasting your time and energy.
Everybody
you know.
But Andrew. He's our hero.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.